Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm more impressed with. Ball of fire traveling 300,000 miles an hour, or trees talk to each other through electronic signals in their roots.
I do know what I love about Dr. Sky is he always explains things in the simplest way.
In the simplest way. Here's something a little bit simpler, getting back down to Earth here. I am just about to head out the door down to 3210 South McClintock, where Habitat for Humanity has an opening of a ReStore in Tempe. They've got one in Peoria, Anthem, Mesa, downtown Phoenix, and now Tempe. They have a giveaway every hour, microwaves, Adirondack chairs, area rugs, chandeliers, bed settings, refrigerator, microwave, and the grandioso, at the end of the day, a 58-inch flat-screen TV. Now, the ReStore, they take materials that are still suitable for reuse in the home that, you know, you're doing a remodeling upgrade. Maybe you're just trying to update, or a new homeowner comes in and has a different style and taste and takes out everything. Well, instead of all of those building materials going into the landfill, Habitat ReStores takes them, puts them on the shelves, and sells them at discounted rates. Today, they've got 4 truckloads of appliances at the grand opening, countless amount of microwaves, over 1,000 doors, 5,000 assorted door handles and hardwares, lighting, furniture, building material, and they always have some kind of, you know, like an antique section. And then they've got this green sheen paint, which is a pretty cool recyclable paint. We'll talk about a little bit later when we're on site. The local founder of this green sheen paint will be there, so we'll see if we can't grab him for a little interview. So if you've got remodeling on your list, or even if you're building a home, when I built mine, I got a brand new Pella window, Arcadia door that had been misordered and was sitting at the ReStore. So I picked that up. It matched.
Still in the box.
You know, the funny thing, it was the exact same color and product line of Pella that I had ordered all the windows in. I got a couple brand new chandeliers out of the box. So a lot of these aren't even out of homes. It's misorders or overstock items that need to go somewhere.
Ribbon cutting at 8.
3210
South McClintock, the new Tempe location for the Habitat for Humanity ReStore.
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll be anxious to hear your cut-ins on what's going on down there, because they do have a giveaway every single hour, 8 to 5 today. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Sky, we're talking about large moving objects in the sky. We're talking about the successful SpaceX launch a couple days ago. But we've got a couple big activities coming up here, like just like tonight, right?
Absolutely, Rosie. And, you know, I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show, today is actually Spring National Astronomy Day. They used to have one day a year. So in celebration of the things we're going to talk about, hey, look at the beautiful weather today here in Arizona and wherever Rosie on the House has heard. It starts off this way, Rosie. Tonight, if people look into the northeast sky, right after midnight, and that's Dr. Sky's suggestion, you'll see a star rising literally in the northeast. It's called Vega. It's a star 27 light years away. As a matter of fact, it's got a famous part to this story. It's also the namesake of the story of the movie Contact. That's all about the star Vega. But that's the region, Rosie, where the Lyrid meteor showers are going to roar tonight. So if you're looking in that area, let's say from midnight to sunrise, and the weather expected to be clear and of course, moonless, you may get to see about 20 of these shooting stars, meteors, from a comet that passed the sun. It was discovered back in 1862, called Comet Thatcher. So this is an amazing event. It's normally washed out because the moonlight will wash it out. But this is an amazing night for people to go out, and with this beautiful temperature we have here. Imagine that, Rosie. Wouldn't that be fun? It's beautiful.
And it's 27 light years away. That's like being a neighbor.
That's exactly right. It's amazing. So it's very, very close. You could do the math, do 760 million miles an hour, and figure out how many years it would take you to get there. 27. Imagine that. 27 years by the time you got there. And then if you said, nah, this place is not habitable, I don't like it, you come back. But here's the bad news. Everybody on Earth, according to Einstein's relativity, and this is very basic this early morning, they would have aged hundreds of years, while you would only age 2 times 27 in travel of light speed. So maybe we better be happy for what we have in a way and just look out.
Digest that with your Cheerios this morning.
You got that, my friend.
So we have a moon set that's early enough. It's not going to distract us from seeing this. And where again will we look?
Look in the northeast sky, and it's amazing, Rosie, for people who obviously live in those darker locations away from, you know, city lights. But even here, let's say in Metro Phoenix, if you have at least a decent view of the northeast, but don't always stare into the northeast, because the meteors come out of the radiant, and they're going to actually shoot out from that area. So maybe your best bet is to just keep your eyes what? As Dr. Sky says, always remember to keep your eyes to the sky, scan the sky, and I'm sure you'll be able to see, hopefully, some of these. They're tiny, about the size of maybe beach sand to pebbles, and they're traveling at about 100,000 miles an hour. It's one of the oldest meteor showers ever recorded. The Chinese recorded it way back in B.C. times, so it's got a long history.
That's incredible. And I didn't understand that there are meteor showers that you can literally depend on to just like be around every year.
Absolutely. And this is the beginning. Like, it starts off in January, to be brief. There's one called the Quadrantids, which is amazing. And then they start off with this one.
This is going to be where we pick up right after bottom of the hour. There are meteor showers that you can count on. They're so regularly occurring consistently that you can just mark them in your calendar. Here with Dr. Sky, Rosie on the house, this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.